The biggest downside, and some of it's a question of how late it would be, what the duration would be, is that local governments, particularly schools, because they come up first with their budget votes, if they don't know what their level of state funding is going to be, how do they plan? Sure. How do they anticipate? Mm-hmm. And that was a problem in the years when you had those late budgets. It certainly sends a bad message in terms of the functioning of state government. So I think that there'd be a, considering the fact that we've had these on-time budgets now for 4 years, there'd be a perception that we're going backwards. And I think in terms of the psychology, how the rating agencies would look at us, that would hurt us. Again, in terms of the power politics, you could really face a situation where, depending on what the governor would put into emergency appropriations, he may try to put in his agenda in a way that the legislature will be stuck with. We vote for that and lose certain battles, or we don't vote for it and state government shuts down. Now, we haven't had that kind of a threat, realistically, in many, many moons.
Now, I do remember, Tom DiNapoli, I do remember, we were just talking about it on the radio, when things got so bad that the legislature wouldn't get paid.
And that would kick in again.
They wouldn't get paid, yeah. And then they had to be paid in what we call scrip. You would put out scrip, right?
Well, it's interesting. That hasn't happened for a long time. The years when... So remember, the change to not have legislators get paid because of a late budget was a Pataki-era change, right? That was tied to pay raise in charter schools. Sure. Interesting how certain issues, keep coming back. So the script issue was also for state employees, but I think it goes back to the Carey days when that was I don't recall if it was a threat or whether it actually happened for a short period of time. But we haven't been in these waters of, because what happened, even when you had the Pataki era change where the legislators weren't paid, you still had emergency appropriations that kept state government functioning, state employees being paid. If you actually have a budget that expires and no emergency appropriations approved, we haven't been in those. So you're talking not just about legislators not getting paid. You're talking about vendors not getting paid. You're talking about local governments not getting money. And you may be talking about state employees not getting paid. If there's no emergency appropriation, there's no authorization to spend money.